This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. There's so much going on in this room that is about, it's not, Aaron's unreasonable and
what?
You're T-Hack a huge liar. Okay. Which do we want to start with?
Why is T-Hack a liar?
Yeah, I want to know too.
There's a story that says location sharing has become imperative to the younger generation of daters. Mm-hmm. Like at a certain point when you're dating, if they're not willing to share location with you, the relationship is over. And I'm like, trust is built on trust. You don't need a tag on me. You got to just trust me. But also understand I am going to lie to you a lot.
No.
Yes, I am, but I have to
Why?
A certain extent.
Why?
Because you don't want to know where I'm at all times. You just don't. You don't need to know where I'm at. You don't.
Well, and that's...
You shouldn't know where I'm at.
I should.
No, you shouldn't.
But it's
if
also...
If we were dating, Aaron, I would never give you my location. I would not. I would give it to you if I'm like, hey, I'm leaving here and like I'm supposed to be there in an hour. But you don't know. If we're not planning on seeing each other on a random Thursday, then you don't need to know where I'm at. Why would you need to know where I'm at?
Just in case.
In case,
yeah,
what?
aren't you in a committed relationship with them? Like, what if, yeah,
yes, Justin, I'm not at some girl's house, but you don't need to know where I'm at.
But why would you want to protect where you're at? That I don't understand. If you have nothing to hide, why
do you share your location with your wife?
I don't, but I would. I've never. I'm too old for
it's
this. I'm not.
Like, come on.
I would absolutely.
I think.
Because I'm not. What would I? Why wouldn't I?
Because I think sometimes you go, I'm running late, babe, and you hit a fast food place and you don't want her to know that.
Lies.
This is what I'm saying. I think you do.
Get the lawyer.
Or you're like, I'm just going to run over to the Nike store, and maybe hit the Nike store and Quick Trip.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I might do that, but I don't.
Okay. But you don't tell her.
But that's not going to a girl's house.
I'm not saying that, but there's just, he wants his Quick Trip time to be his Quick Trip time. Like,
and she knows that.
She does know that.
She might, but like, she doesn't need confirmation of that. Like, I'm saying.
She can look at my gut.
Because it's Quick Trip. He's just getting a maple bar.
I'm not.
Fine.
No, that's what I'm saying, Aaron. I'm saying I'm not doing anything bad. I'm not going to the strip club, and not even that's bad. But I'm not going to a girl's house, but you don't need to know. Like when I was married and the kids were little, when I was married and the kids were little and we were like, things were a struggle. And like, it's like, hey, I'm still recording commercials or whatever. I'm stuck here for a little bit, but I would just go drive around for a little bit to come down from being on a show all day. And then before I go into screaming kids and screaming wife and like, ugh, like I needed some time.
Why couldn't you just say that? Why did you have to lie and hide?
Because
it wasn't.
She would be like, I don't get any time. So, yeah.
So then you make
have
sure
to,
she
you
gets
have to,
time.
You have to build in a little.
She would make a valid point.
And, no, come
exactly,
on, man.
Exactly.
Come on.
I am with
Everyone
you.
Does this.
I'm with you on the
exactly.
kids.
Exactly.
No, but you don't need confirmation
I
that
do,
I'm
because
doing
if
it.
You're going on, if you say you're staying at the studio and cutting spots,
yes.
When actually you're going on a ride through the mountains and you go over a hill, like, are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah, the explanation's a lot worse then. Like, why are you out
yeah,
here?
But I'll cross
you
said that bridge when I come to it. I'm just like, it's so much easier. No.
Well, the kid thing makes sense. I remember like around Christmas time, there was a day where my wife got back with the kids and it was like, oh, where'd you go? And Leo was like, oh, we went to the mall and stuff. It's like, okay, well, you were clearly picking up a Christmas present yes. for me, but you didn't want to tell me that. Yeah. But our son's yes. like, we went to the mall and you yes. had to take the kids. So I get there's a little bit of that. But
that's
also,
different.
Also, you're not giving anything away. You went to the mall and you probably got me something. Okay, I still don't know what it is. Like, I could right. have known you were there.
But dude, if you had her location, don't you think you'd be checking it? It's just not, it's not healthy for a relationship. It's not.
I could see that because now I just know she's at home and I would be checking and confirming she's at home.
That's not that healthy.
But then you realize, oh yeah, it's fine. And then you're done. Like, I have my best friend's location. I check him maybe once a week.
Yeah, but if it was a guy, I'm just saying.
I've had guys' locations and I don't.
Do you think read receipts or location is worse?
I don't think either are bad.
Because you don't need to know when I read your text. You don't need to know that. And you don't need to know where I'm at.
I want you to know that, though.
You want me to know that because you are a B. Because you're just like, no. Admittedly, you said yeah. you turned it on for everybody because it's like, yes, I read your text and I am not responding.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah. It's not always in a bad way, though. It's just like, okay, this conversation's over. I'm busy. I read your text. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I think read receipts is worse because it's like we just live in a world where it's okay to not respond instantly, to not drop whatever you're doing because somebody in a different state texted you. It's like you're getting back to some normal. Like,
but what Erin does right now, she's done both. She's turned on read receipts and I have her location. So then if I send her something, she doesn't respond and I see that she's just sitting at her house. Like, she is literally, she can't come back later and go, I was super busy. I know what she's doing.
You don't know what I'm doing at my house.
I know you're just ignoring me.
That's good enough.
It's not healthy for us if I know where you are and when you read my thing. It's unhealthy.
I think it's fine.
No.
At the strip club again.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.